Welcome to Three Things I've Learned with your host, Susan Dolce, where we share the stories that shift our souls. In the next hour, we will dive deep into the soul-shifting magic of stories. Stories of radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. We're all students in this soul school called life. We don't need to do this alone. Why not share our notes? Three Things I've Learned starts now. Welcome everyone to Three Things I've Learned with me, Susan Dolce, where we share the stories that shift our souls. My intention for this show is to share true breakthrough stories from some really inspiring people, and hopefully you gain a new perspective from their personal experiences. More importantly, I want you to know that you're not alone, and so many of us experience the same heartbreaks and the same setbacks. We all have three things we've learned about love and about life and about luck, and that's the beauty in sharing our stories. So I'm really, really super excited. This is my first show, my premier show, and I'm even more excited about introducing you to my first guest. But I have a question. I want to know if you've ever considered what your relationship to money is. Did you even take any time to consider that you had a relationship with money? I mean, what does that mean, a relationship with money? Most of us, I think, we learn how to manage our money and budget our money because we watched our parents do it, right? We learned their good habits or their bad habits, and that's how we learn about money. For example, I'm going to tell a story. My husband, his father was a Chicago cop, really super hardworking guy, always had 2-3 side jobs to make ends meet. And every 2 weeks or so, he would go to the bank, he'd cash his check, he'd give the money to my mother-in-law, and she would take it and she would divide it into a series of envelopes. There was an envelope for the rent or the mortgage. There was an envelope for groceries, for gasoline, for utilities. I mean, I think you get the picture. It was like money management by envelope, right? Some of you may have watched your parents put cash or change in a mason jar or a cigar box. I mean, this was before credit was a thing, and our parents found all sorts of clever ways to save and manage money. I think my husband's grandmother was even known to take dollar bills and wrap them in tinfoil and hide them in the bricks in the basement. So anyway, this is how we learn about money, and we have this relationship that is sort of unspoken that we don't really give a whole lot of time to consider. None of us wants to live, I don't think any of us want to live paycheck to paycheck. We want financial freedom. But how do we get there? Like, what does that mean? How do we become financially free? My first guest is going to help us transform our relationship with our finances and help us step into abundance and financial well-being. Today, I have Aronica Cresto here to discuss how to create wealth while doing what you love. A breakthrough story can help you ditch your limiting financial beliefs and claim your innate wealth and financial health. Veronica holds a master's degree in spiritual psychology and is the author of The Diamond Process, Using Everyday Triggers to Awaken the Treasure Within. She's an internationally esteemed transformational life coach and the co-creator of the Diamond Process Coach Training Certification Program. Many of you might recognize her face from her very popular YouTube channel. Let's welcome my dear friend, Veronica Cresto, to Three Things I've Learned. Hi, Veronica.
Hello. Thank you for having me. This is such an honor to be here on your first debut show of this incredible series you're offering.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know, I'm so excited about this topic. I've seen you transform so many people's lives, specifically around this topic. I've seen people have these huge breakthroughs from these limiting financial beliefs that, you know, they're not even aware that they have this hold on them. Yeah. And they, once they're aware of it, you give them all these tools and tricks to get to the other side and actually have financial freedom. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if we could start with you telling us about your breakthrough moment when it came to managing money.
Yeah. So first thing I just want to say is I was the most unlikely person to have financial success. You know, I was basically from my childhood, I was really limited because I had witnessed my mom go homeless. And it wasn't due to a lack of financial wealth. She had a lot of wealth and basically in a short number of years had no idea how to manage the money and was left with absolutely nothing, just spent all of it on ridiculous things, and went homeless. And that was a really challenging thing. So subconsciously, I believed that women equal financial disasters. You know, being feminine, being female means you cannot be financially successful because my models of success were all masculine. So it never occurred to me that subconsciously that was running. I didn't realize it. I was still striving for success, but I couldn't reach it. It's like I kept moving forward towards goals, but I could never crack the code to financial wealth. And eventually what I realized was in going into my own money story, my own unconscious beliefs, I had this completely debilitating pattern that was running. And it wasn't until I finally broke down after trying so hard for so long to succeed. And when I say succeed, I was having success, but then I would crash. It was like feast, famine, feast, famine, feast, famine. And I was exhausted and all I wanted was stability. And my deepest fear was, you know, going homeless or having, you know, something that severe happen to me. And eventually I just broke down and I hired a business coach. And I literally prayed. I said, I'm done with my business. I love what I do, but I can't struggle like this anymore. And I sent a prayer out and I said, if this is the work I'm meant to do, I need help. I need to figure out how to be financially sound so I can be at peace and sane as I deliver this work. And I'll never forget a friend of mine proposing that I meet with this coach who she had actually suggested years before, but I wasn't able to receive it or hear it. Yeah. And I was like, no, I like doing it on my own. I thought it was noble doing it all myself. And finally, I watched this business coach's content and I was like, huh, she suddenly resonated. I'm like, I'll take anyone, I'll do anything. And what I learned in there was profound. It would take a whole, you know, day to, or like really a whole book to share it. But I would love to share some of that today. But really, it was that breakdown moment that opened a door to a breakthrough, really opening my mind to a healthy, successful woman's perspective of how to thrive financially. And I let her into my world for 2 years and it really shifted my whole financial structure.
And I, what I love about what you just said is that you didn't have a role model for a strong financial woman, like a woman standing in her financial power and feeling good about it and not feeling shameful about it or that she has, you know, that she has to sort of hide behind her success. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that's even still lacking for so many young women today.
Yes. And,
you know, I think it's critical. Like, that's why I love what you're going to talk about today, because, you know, I'm all about the next generation, you know, and how do we support the next generation? How do we help them shift their perspectives and open to new understandings? And yeah, like who are their role models? Who are they going to look to? Right.
I love what you're saying right now, because I feel the exact same way. I know that the kids who are coming in, they need role models. They have all the solutions inside of them to make our world, take our world to the next level. And I also know and feel that elders are holding a lot of the keys to unlock transformation in our world. And so part of my inspiration is the elder midlife, you know, to elders is really unlocking financial wealth in those who are ready to do the work they love and make a living doing it. Because I believe that that age is going to hold that model for the younger generation, showing, hey, it gets better as you age. Hey, wealth grows as you age. We need those models. And I'm telling you, like, you know, people in I've worked with so many people in midlife who have these incredible gifts and they have a story running saying it's too late. I don't have time. I want to coach others, or I want to make a difference in our world, but who am I to do this? It, you know, everyone else is doing it. The younger generation, we need the older generation to take a step up into that financial growth and into doing the work we're here to do. And I believe they coexist, doing the work we love, financially thriving. But I just want to say one thing to everyone listening. Anyone who tells you that this is an easy path is lying. They are just lying. I said the other day to my beloved Jason, I want to make a video called What It Really Takes, because it really does take everything, but the payoff is exponential, because it's not just financial wealth. It's soul actualization. It's self-actualization. It's becoming the person you know you're here to be by going through the struggles and continuing to go step by step and persevering. And yeah, you come out of that almost reborn into this a powerful person who can stand as a model for those kids and the younger youth.
We're going to stop there. Hold that thought for a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how do you make that transition to doing work that you love and still being financially stable. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on. This is Three Things I've Learned with me, Susan Dolce, and my guest today is Veronica Cresto. And she is talking with us about how to gain financial freedom, but more importantly, how to gain financial freedom while still doing a job that you love, how to befriend money, how to rewrite your money script. These are all topics we're going to cover in this hour. But I have a question for Veronica. And it was, if in the first segment, we were talking about how you hired a business coach to help you, you know, break through that fear of and give you an example of somebody of how to stand in financial power and freedom. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to know, because I know what I would have experienced. It's like, here's this coach. I'm sure, I think it was a woman, doesn't matter. I'm sure there was this exponential amount of money that you were like, I have to invest in myself. Mm-hmm. If I want to break through this, I have to invest in myself. And for me, I would go through all of those. I'm not worthies. Why do I think I deserve this? I should be able to do this on my own. So what happened? Like, how did that work for you when you finally got up the courage to actually say yes?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I had done it that way for so long. I'm going to do it all myself. It's noble to do it myself. I can figure it out. I can piecemeal it all together on my own. And it wasn't working after so many years. I mean, it was maybe 10 years of that. I finally realized I can't, like, literally it's do or die. It's change or die. Like, the business dies. So I went and sat with this coach and I witnessed her in action in a weekend workshop. And then they had this program, a year-long program. And what I ended up doing was sitting with one of her coaches and sharing, I really want to, you know, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to break through. And she suggested the year program. And when I heard the investment that it was going to be, I started to cry, and I mean wail, which was extremely inconvenient and unexpected. And I was shocked at it. The tears were coming through because I knew this woman could help me, but I didn't have the resources at the time to invest. And one of her assistant coaches put her hands on my hands and she said, "Sweetheart, once you break through this, you will be able to guide other women, other people through the exact same thing." And she also said this: here's the thing. If you keep looking at the bills, if you keep looking at what isn't there, at the struggle, you will never see that money is actually everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was like, money is everywhere? Can you elaborate on that?
Where? I don't see the money. Where's the money? Show me the money.
She goes, "How can you see that money is everywhere when you are so fixed on the struggle, when you are so fixed on the bills, when your focus is constantly on not enough?" Mm-hmm. She said, "Yes, yeah, spend a few minutes, you know, however long a week dealing with your bills. But the rest of the time, you need to see that money is everywhere." She said this as well. She said, "Do you want to take this program?" I said, 100%. She said, "The first step is deciding without seeing how. Once you decide, providence sets in, and then you take action to cultivating, creating that wealth for yourself. Creative solutions are going to be dropping in over the next few days, but it's going to start with you deciding." And so I had to lead by faith rather than fear and make a decision. And I knew in every cell of my body, which was bigger than the fear, that I had to do this. I was so excited. And so I looked her in the eyes and I said, "I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I choose to do this." I was shaking. I was trembling. I left. I drove away and I didn't think about it. I drank water. And long story short, I just went into self-care, self-nurturing. And when I wasn't thinking about it, three different solutions popped into my head. And I started to, I emailed, I responded to these particular people, and two of the three worked out. And I had the entire year-long investment within 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's the whole providence thing, like you were saying.
Exactly. But you decide, you take action, and providence meets you there. You know, spirit meets you at the point of action, not at the point of pondering, should I, can I? It's action. So it really was a remarkable thing. And it changed my whole perception of, wow, money actually is everywhere. I've just been thinking really small.
Yeah. I think the thing that is so hard to articulate to people about the action and then the providence part is that it's so hard to believe until it happens to you. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Like you can tell somebody, but until you take that leap of faith and you're actually caught, you're just, there's no way that's going to happen. I'm just going to fall into an abyss and that's going to be the end. And I'm going to be homeless and penniless and all of that.
Exactly. And you know, this actually leads me to a thought about money and like your actual relationship with money, because that's a whole thing in and of itself, which I started to wake up to at that time as well, which is money is energetic. Mm. Money is energetic. And so oftentimes we have this really debilitated, unconscious relationship with money. So money is energy, just like people are energy, everything's energy. And so the way we feel, the way we believe, the way we relate with the energy of money is what we will get back. Mm-hmm. So in that moment, when I opened up to, oh my God, money is everywhere, I suddenly had a new seed planted in my brain of money is everywhere. Now I'm open and receptive to it. And then I started to dig a little deeper and I realized and I would love everyone who's listening to really think about this. Your relationship with money, if money were a person, if money were a romantic partner, would money want to stick around? This, I would write the question down, because for me, I sat with that question and I was like, okay, if money were a romantic partner, let me personify money. Just imagine money walking in the door with flowers. Hi, honey. And I'm like, oh, hi, I received the flowers. It's so good to see you. And then the next thing I say is, please don't run out. I hope that there's enough of you, please. And I start clinging. Oh my God. But I know that you're here now, but you're going to leave. Just money comes, money goes. If you were in a relationship with someone like that, would you want to stay or would you want to run as fast as you can out the door? Like, this person is freaking me out. Like, can we just be present with each other right now? And so it's really looking at the dynamics, the belief structures that are either repelling or magnetizing wealth to us. And one little tip I have, whenever I see money now, it doesn't matter if it's a penny, a dirty penny, or, you know, $100 bill on the floor, whatever it is, I pick it up and I say, I love you, money. Thank you so much. It's the energy of money. It's my relationship with money. I show up always with gratitude. When I pay my bills, I got a huge parking ticket last year, not parking ticket, ticket. Speeding ticket last year, not speeding, running a light ticket last year. It was really, really bad.
Monica ran a light, got a ticket.
I literally, this is how my mind has changed. When I wrote the check, I said, I'm so grateful that this is nothing to me, like that I can pay this now. Mm. I'm so grateful I can pay this. In the past, I would have gone, oh my God, I can't believe this. I don't have anything. How now they're taking my last few $100. Like, I would have freaked out. Now it's like, oh, I'm so grateful that money is everywhere and that it's coming in so many different ways. If I just open up to it, mm-hmm. if I relax a bit and trust it and build a new relationship with money.
Well, and sort of unlike what you were saying, I think so many people aren't aware of their lack mentality. Mm, exactly. Like because there is so much fear, they don't realize that they're bringing this lack energy and that scarcity and there's not enough. And if I don't get my piece of the pie is going to be gone. And that energy, like you said, is exactly what's repelling the abundance from coming into their life. Right.
And it's a societal, it's what I call the trance of negativity. It is embedded in our culture. It is literally in all of society, in all of the mental programming, in all of the media, in all of the movies, and everything we read is basically saying, you're not enough. Mm-hmm. There isn't enough. It's going to run out. You need to buy this for your safety so that you are enough. Subconsciously, it completely breaks our connection to what we know to be true, which I was born infinite, more than enough, having everything I need. My body is trillions of cells are constantly in every second working in my favor to promote health, to make sure I'm functioning and thriving. There's so much working for us all the time. If you look at nature, it's infinite. So it's really the way that we shift out of the trance of negativity into the abundance, our innate abundance, is to move into this place of, well, I'll give you one solid tool. Have a money date. Every single Monday, I have a money date. And I sit with my money. I look at it and I, you know, do whatever I need to do, pay bills, look at what's there, look at if there's any gap that needs to be filled, get creative with how to fill that. And I come to that with a candle, with music, with gratitude, with trust, and with this mantra of money is everywhere. I am more than enough. And that shift starts to create a connection that instigates abundance.
We're going to take another quick break. Before we go, I'd like to have you tell everybody where they can connect with you, where they can find you.
TheDiamondProcess.com is a great place. And there are also some gifts on the website there, especially for those of you who want to become a life coach. Yeah.
And so when we come back, we're going to talk more about befriending money. You're listening to Three Things I've Learned. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Three Things I've Learned with me, Susan Dolce. So today I'm talking with Veronica Cresto, And I mentioned in her bio in the opener that that you are the author of the Diamond Process book. Hello, if you can view it, it's right here. If you're watching on live, if you're watching on Zoom. But can you tell us where we can find your book? What's the best way to get that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thediamondprocess.com, or you can find it on Amazon.
Wonderful. Thank you. It's a great book, guys. I highly recommend it. It's like full of so many juicy nuggets. It's an amazing book. Anyway, so before the break, we were talking about money dates. I love that, money dates and befriending money. Yeah. And your relationship with money. So yes. Can you share some more ideas how we can learn to attract money, how we can want it to want to hang around with us and be our friend?
Yeah. So one great way is to get out a sheet of paper, a pen, and write a letter to money as if you were writing a letter to a friend. And just write, "Dear money, you know, when I was growing up, I learned X, Y, and Z about money. Watching my parents." So great question to ask yourself is, what did you learn? Because when we come into this world, we're pure, perfect beings. We are born into a financial, it's like we inherit our financial beliefs from our upbringing. But the good thing about that is whatever we learn was basically handed to us, so we can also give it back. So the first step before writing the money letter is actually to ask yourself, what did I learn from watching my parents around money? Or another way of asking it is what do my parents believe about money? Mm-hmm. What do my parents believe about money? So an example, I witnessed my mom and my dad when there was money being discussed, there was a battle, there was war. So to me, money equals war. Mm-hmm. And as a little kid, we don't have the rational mind yet. We're just emotional creatures. We don't have that development mentally yet. So we make these conclusions that are innocent, but they're false often. So
that's like my husband's, like the envelope story.
Exactly.
That the, like he was bound and determined. He would watch them do that. And he said, "I am never, ever going to worry about an empty envelope." And that's what drives our, you know, our investing, what we invest in, where we spend our money. That never wanting an empty envelope has like permeated how we take care of our finances.
So powerful. And that, I mean, think about how long. So oftentimes we have these debilitating versions of that. And so it's like, what did my parents believe about money? So whatever that is, money for me, it was money equals war, or women are financial disasters, or, you know, whatever they are. So then I had to go and clean that up. It's like, oh, I learned that. That's not actually true. So now I can give it back. I can release it. So then the next step, once you clarify, what are my beliefs about money? What did my parents or my caretakers teach me about money? Write all that down. And then light a candle again, take out a pen and paper and write a letter to money. "Dear money," as if it's a person. "I am so sorry. You are completely neutral and I threw all of these ideas onto you. I have been pushing you away with these concepts of you're bad, you're wrong, you're not spiritual, you create war, I can't have anything to do with you because I'm a woman," whatever those beliefs are. "And please forgive me for all of these ideas in my head. The truth is, I would love to have a healthy relationship with you. That's what I'm choosing now. And I want to thank you so much for all the ways and all the times you are showing up in my life again and again and again, even when I push you away unconsciously." So, and then it's writing a letter back. Maybe money writes a letter back, you know, "Dear Veronica, thank you so much for finally opening this line of communication." This might seem crazy to some people, like I'm going to write letters back and forth with some money person. Give it a try and see what happens energetically when you actually connect with your heart to money and clean up the past beliefs, like voice them to release them and then voice the new beliefs. You know, re-scripting your money story is so important. So I would ask the final question I would ask myself is, what is my new money story? What do I choose my financial destiny to be? So it might be actually women are really powerful with money, and then give evidence. This person's an example. This person is an example. And I actually did that. I sought out for years women who were thriving financially so I could retrain my brain to see that that was actually a lie, that women were bad with money. And then, you know, so whatever that new financial belief is, I am valuable. The services I provide are valuable. I am pure in my intention. I will continue to move forward in spite of obstacles, which is one of the biggest, most important things for anyone in any career, is to the ones who succeed are the ones who move forward in spite of obstacles, and also the ones who are immune to the opinions of others.
Ooh, that's a big one right there.
It's huge. And I, some people are going to go, what? Immune to the, what does that have to do with money? Being immune to the opinions of others. And if you don't believe me, and I highly recommend this book, Think and Grow Rich, I don't just recommend reading this book. It's an older book. I recommend studying it. Mm-hmm. It is a profound book. But Napoleon Hill basically says the majority of people who fail to accumulate money sufficient for their needs are generally easily influenced by the opinions of others. So what he's saying is close friends, relatives, while not meaning to do bad or wrong, they often handicap us through their opinions. Mm-hmm. So if you have a dream in your heart, the work you really love, what you really want to bring into the world, you might hear naysayers or family, loved ones, innocent ones saying, you can't make money doing that. You can't make a living doing that. And then next thing you know, you're influenced by the opinion of others rather than immune to the opinion of others. And your dream is crushed and your financial world collapses with it.
Man, if we can just teach our youth that, like, yeah. You know, because growing up myself, I wanted to be a writer. Mm-hmm. I wanted to write books. Yeah. And I'll, you know, for my dad, money was a tool. My dad only ever made his idea about money was I'm going to make enough money to live the life I want. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's as hard as I'm going to work. I'm not going to work harder than that. Yeah. I'm going to work just hard enough to have the things I want. So he wasn't really a saver or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be a writer. And he was like, no, if I'm going to pay for you to go to college, you have to learn a skill that's going to bring an income. And so he said, I think you should go into advertising. And I was like, okay, advertising. I took one summer correspondence course in advertising. And I said, I cannot do this. This is just like, I cannot push this sort of consumerism. And this is just not who I am authentically. I cannot do this.
Yeah.
So I took the sidetrack into journalism. And that's, so I got the journalism degree so I could write and still make a living. However, I digress. If we could, and I know we'll talk about this in the next segment, but what is so important, and my husband and I, we've really worked hard to help our children understand this, that it's their life, it's their journey, right? Yes. And they need to choose it.
Yes.
If they don't make money at it, or if they, you know, go sideways and have to do something else that to make an income, that's okay. That's all right. Study what you want, do what you love, do what fills up your heart. And there are so many kids who are just out there getting the degrees to check the box, to make the money, you know, to and then go on to medical school or law school when that's not really what they want.
Exactly. I will say this, there's two things I really want to share with you, which is I loved acting. I wanted to be an actress when I was younger, and I did. I pursued it and I kept moving towards that. And it was so hard for me. I'd black out on stage because I was so afraid, and I would have no recollection of the scene or the play or anything. And I kept doing it, kept going. It wasn't the path I ended up taking. I ended up moving away from that. But it was what I loved. And everyone said, you're never going to make a living doing this. You can't do this. But I kept going with it. And had I not followed that light, that spark in my heart, I never would have been able to do the work I do today. So sometimes the thing that isn't going to make us money but we have this, or people are telling us it's not going to make us money. Maybe it won't make us money right then and there, but it's actually giving us something even more valuable, which is a skill that is going to lead us to the next step that will give us this abundance of wealth. I could never do interviews like this had I not had that training in the past. So it's trusting that light each step of the way.
Sometimes that zig makes for a beautiful zag, right? it's not the road we intended to take, but it's because there was something more spectacular on the other side, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what happened. Yeah.
So we're coming up on another break. When we come back, I want to talk about there. You did say something. We definitely have to talk about how do you actually do the job that you love, which talking about and encouraging people to do that. But there's one more thing about money that I want to talk about, and that's, and you mentioned it briefly, and that's intention. I think that's huge. I think that's very big. I think that whenever we talk about our investments, I always go, what's our intention? Where is it coming from? Is it, so anyway, to me, that's a really big piece of the pie. So
absolutely.
When we come back, we'll talk about that. You're listening to Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. We'll be right back.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. No matter where you go, there you are. Did you know our lives are like mirrors? You know, in the physical world, we stand in front of a mirror and see with our physical eyes a direct reflection of our physical self. Some of us use this physical mirror to critique our body, our hair, our blemishes. On the other hand, we also have a spiritual mirror that is a direct reflection of how we think, feel, and act in spirit, and it reflects what we experience and receive. You know, true beauty, love, wisdom, and acceptance comes from within. So the soul-stretching success question of the day is, which mirror are we using to create our life? I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, and beauty. See you next time.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Three Things I've Learned with me, Susan Dolce. This is a show where we share the stories that shift our souls. And today I'm talking with Veronica Cresto about how to create wealth and financial freedom while doing a job that you love. And that's the key part we're going to talk about right now. How can we do this? How can we have both? How can we have our cake and eat it too? Financial freedom and doing a job we love.
That is a great question. And I definitely want to dispel a few myths about what it means to do a job you love. And one of those myths is that so often people want to put a lot of pressure on, especially in the beginning of like, I have to, you know, get rid of a side job or whatever in order to really be successful at this work that I love so much. And they put a lot of pressure on that work that they love. Let's say it's being a life coach. And in the beginning, it's like, no, I'm getting rid of my side job so I can life coach full time. However, it can be detrimental to some people because if they don't have a financial, reserve, then there's a lot of pressure on getting clients, and the stress and the energy that one is embodying can actually deflect clients. Mm-hmm. Because there's all of this fear. Again, then there's this relationship with money that's fearful, resentful, terrified. And so it's hard to be in a healthy relationship with money when we're actually subconsciously repelling it. So I can tell you one of my biggest financial breakthroughs prior to meeting my business coach was when I had had another, you know, direct impact, almost letting go of my business altogether years before. And I ended up getting a side job consulting for a coaching company and actually building the YouTube channels for a lot of their coaches. It was extremely humbling because I started with an assistant job. While I was a coach, I was, you know, doing the work I love, but I couldn't handle the up and down anymore. And when I got this side job, it completely relaxed my nervous system, first of all. And I set, speaking of intention, like you said, I set a really clear intention that I was going to find a part-time job since I didn't have the financial cushion and I didn't want to feel crazy pants in the work I love, because then it turns work you love into work you hate when you can't actually rest and relax your nervous system out of financial distress. So I set an intention. I choose to create or attract a part-time position that is going to be like an investor in my business. So it's going to be symbiotic, mutually beneficial. It's going to help me flourish in my coaching business. And these are the hours. I got very clear, like crystal clear. I'll work this many hours, this kind of job, working from home with people I love who are grateful for me. It's a creative position in a really like-hearted, you know, environment with a great team. And so I set it all onto the page. And then I emailed three of my trusted friends who are deep, you know, connected to a bigger community. And I said, look, I'm looking for a part-time job. This is what my skills are. And long story short, that may feel like a failure to some people. That was one of my moments of great success, because that humble moment of going, I can't, you know, that actually opened a door to started as an assistant. They realized I was terrible at being an assistant. And the owner of the company was like, you know what? I know you have skills. I know you have a YouTube channel. Can you do that for us? Can you make a YouTube channel for our coaches? And then that opened up a whole doorway. Then my husband and I did a whole mindfulness program for them, which was, you know, they paid us generously for. And I started having this breakthrough in a part-time job, which then catapulted me into greater wealth and enjoying my coaching business even more. I share that because the myth I want to dispel for people is that getting a part-time job can be one of the most intelligent investments in your business. It's not quitting your business. It can be a way of replenishing the funds and the reserves so that your business can flourish. So that's a really important one. And then
baby steps.
Baby steps. And I love that you're saying baby steps, because that's a second myth. The myth is that when you start, basically don't compare your beginning of your business to somebody else's final chapter or middle of their story. It's like when the myth is that I should be thriving financially right when I start my business. It typically takes 3 to 5 years for a business to create a profit. So it's, and that's with moving forward unshakably, like really doing the work and moving forward with perseverance, and takes a lot of work. So the intention that you're speaking of, it's like staying in the step that you're in is so important. Instead of seeing the whole staircase and I should be at the top now, it's no, what is that next step that is the best step for you to take right now? Maybe it's enrolling clients. Maybe it's promoting your services. Maybe it's, you know, building your confidence on video or whatever it is, and give your heart and soul to that step instead of scattering yourself with 50 steps. Or it might be getting certified as a coach. Just focus on that rather than 50,000 things. And you'll notice you actually enjoy the process rather than getting lost and overwhelmed, which can derail a business fast.
And I also think when you say that, I think of so many people that I admire who have these amazing businesses, like Danielle Laporte, who lost everything, I think twice even. Yep. Like her business just blew up twice. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Like because I think we just have these, we're either not qualified to do it, or we think we're going to come out of the gate like gangbusters and everybody's going to be knocking on our door. And that really isn't the reality. And it's so, I think, comforting is the word that comes to me when you say, you know, it's okay to have the side gig. Like that's not a defeat.
Absolutely. You know? It's intelligent a lot of the time. You know, and I want to dispel one more myth. Are you okay. ready?
Yes.
Okay. So for those of you who have doubt or fear about the thing in your heart, that you're like, God, I would love to create a business. Like I have this product I want to make, or I'm an artist, or I'm this, or I want to be a coach. But doubt and fear kicks in. Who am I to do this? Everyone else is doing it. I don't have anything special, or I'm afraid to do it. I don't want to be visible. I'm terrified. That is not, doubt and fear are not a red light to stop. If you take nothing else from this chat, please take this in. Doubt and fear are actually signs that you are going out of your comfort zone and into the domain of your calling. And so doubt and fear is trying to deter you from it because it's new terrain, it's scary. So it's not red light stop, it's green light go. Doubt and fear are basically signals in your body that are saying, oh my God, I'm moving towards the thing that I really want to be doing. It's only natural to be afraid because it's new. Okay, green light, go.
It's not a wall, it's a door.
Exactly. It is a highway. It is a speedway.
Sometimes you have to cut the opening for the door yourself.
Exactly. Anything you can, you use whatever tools you can to do that. Yes.
Thank you this has been great. You know, I love you. And like I said, I've seen you have such a huge impact on so many people's lives. And I think that this topic in particular is just so important. You know, sorry guys, I'm going to say it. I think it's especially important for women today to, like Veronica was saying early on, that we just have some role models so that we know it's okay to be women. And regardless if we have a partner, you know, that we can stand strong financially, right?
Absolutely. And women are making decisions in life that actually better our worlds, because we, so much of the time, our hearts are so deeply in things and we invest in things that actually think of the whole and make our world brighter. So the wealthier women are, especially in my perspective, the better.
So one more time, please share with us where we can find you, where we can, maybe our listeners can get some of your courses, your books, or
absolutely thediamondprocess.com. And you can also find me on YouTube under my name, Veronica Cresto.
And your book?
Thediamondprocess.com or Amazon.
Thank you so much, Veronica. Thanks for listening to Three Things I've Learned. For more information on how to mentor with me, you can go to my website at susandolce.com. There you can sign up for a 30-minute discovery session. Or you can also sign up for my newsletter, where you can get exclusive content and upcoming events. We all have a story, right? We all have a story. We can live in the story, or we can transform the story. It's your choice. Change your story. Change our world. #StoryField. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
thank you for listening to Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more inspiring stories of radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. For more information on Susan and the stories that shift our souls, visit her at SusanDolce.com. That's SusanDolce.com. D-O-L-C-I. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.